So when I told Vivian to wait, I had absolutely a reason to do. I never told her, look, don't go. I said, wait for one day. I'm not going to get involved any longer. She will pack her stuff and she will go with Jonathan. And you are behind this as well. But from you, I expect anything and everything. Because you had no business in my house. You had no business in my family on the very first day. And I received you and I treat you like a king when you're not. You are a old man with no job. You have no prospect. And your problem, you're jealous of my daughter. You're jealous of Vivian. You're jealous because you're never gonna be her in a million years. And doesn't work. He doesn't lie to you. I understand what Vivian did, but you don't believe because you need treatment yourself. So this is it. If something happens with her, I'm going to implicate you. I'm going to report what you did. I'm going to show the police report that we already have on you. And I'm going to show the police and make sure you have your share of what you threw Vivian into. Now, this lunatic called Jonathan Richardson, he's now my son. He's out of my banking account. He's out of my will. Because he's unfairly spoke about something he never knew. He was never involved one single day of Vivian care. And by the way, he didn't care as well because he smoked pot himself. All he did was drinking, use my name, use my car insurance so I couldn't have, you know, and his car was under my name because he doesn't even have a good credit. Why? Because he chose, like Vivian, the bad way. Smoking pot, smoking cigarettes, drinking. And that is my crime.